Stanley Hodston.
And you're what?
I am the director, currently, of the show Art, playing at 4th Street Theater in Chesterton.
And what days is it playing?
We open tomorrow night, Friday the 13th, the 14th, and then 2 weekends after that.
Okay. Did you pick the show?
It's a show that I saw when I was working for Hard Rock in about 2007. I saw Equity Production in Myrtle Beach, and I fell in love with the show, and I have wanted to direct it ever since.
Tell us a little bit about the synopsis of the show.
Well, I've always been an artist and into theater and painting, drawing, all that kind of stuff, and I'm a costume designer and all that kind of stuff, so I've always loved art. Oh my God. And I've always loved the fact that two people can look at the same painting and feel very, very differently.
And it's about a painting that is nothing but a blank canvas, right?
It's white.
And so how does that motivate?
If you hear the character Serge, he will tell you that it's not white. And there is the nub of the problem.
Okay, and this is only a three-character show, so is that easier to... How many shows have you directed, I guess, first of all?
Well, I've directed several shows, from big musicals to smaller shows, and I'm not musically inclined, so I always have to have help with that, but smaller shows are my forte, and I was very, very fortunate to get three incredible, fantastic guys to do this show.
And they are?
Grant Fitch, Alexander Bonner, and Dean Perrine.
And we're having Alex on later in the show. We've had Grant on the show before during the holiday season to talk about the things he does. So how long have you been in rehearsal?
We started very briefly with once a week in January, and then we went to three times a week in February, and then we beefed it up for four nights a week for the last couple weeks.
And we're in Tech Week, so you open tomorrow, according to this, so Tech Week is fun.
Oh, this has been a breeze. This show has probably gone together smoother than any show I've ever done in my entire life. These guys are great. I have to hand it to them. They make a mistake. They know what they did wrong, and they fix it. I just have to sit and enjoy them every night.
So you don't have to get the water gun and squirt at them?
No, we just keep their booze bottles filled. It's really raspberry tea.
Well, that's good. And so tell us a little bit more about the show, like in depth.
Basically, these three guys, they're from three very, very distinctly different careers. And they've been best friends for 15 years. And the one goes out on a limb and spends an exorbitant amount of money on a painting. And his two friends both have very, very different opinions of this painting.
And that's part of the whole show.
And there you go. And that's where the fun ensues. It's very deep, and it's very moving, and yet it's funny. You'll laugh, and it's sincere. It just takes you all over.
So it's kind of like a darker comedy? Or is it kind of a frivolous comedy?
No, it's not even really dark. It's just... It's almost like you've been friends with these guys for 15 years and you've been holding back something you've wanted to say for 15 years and you finally let it out and you go, oh, no.
And there it is.
Exactly.
Okay. And you know, you have a very intimate space here at 4th Street. And you've done a lot of different shows. How many shows have you done actually here?
Directed?
Right.
This is only my second show directing here, but I've been costuming here for many, many years, ever since Portage Community Theater closed. That I do the costumes here for almost every show.
Okay, excellent. And this theater is known for doing a lot of intimate things. I know my daughter actually played Pitts for one of the shows here. So tell us a little bit about the seasons in general.
Oh, gosh. We do such an array of different things. And you know what? I've always said we have an incredibly talented team of people. And they all are gifted in different areas. And so we're able to bring you a vast array of deep, fun, frivolous music, all over the place. And we try to do that when we're choosing.
Do you have any aspirations for the future things to direct?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know about... I do. There's one show I would like to direct. It's called Dog Sees God. And it's very weird. I've got to really reread the script. I saw that once, too, but I absolutely loved it, but I hear it's kind of weird. But I'm old. I forgot, maybe.
You're not
loved it, but we'll see. I don't know. A show I would really love to costume here is Pippin.
Well, yes. Everyone loves it. I've done Pippin. I've directed Pippin like 4 times.
I love Pippin. It's one of my favorites. With Ben Vereen and William Katz, when I saw that original, oh my God, that was great.
I was disappointed. The last time I directed it, they changed the script. And and they moved things around a little bit. So I kind of told MTI, well, I'm going to do the original script because there's things in it that they cut it up. They did the same thing with Working a few years ago, and I was not happy about that. So
the original would be.
Yes, it is. So, well, coming up, you have, Closer Than Ever, and that's in June, July.
Yes. I know nothing about it.
Okay.
So I'm interested. I will be costuming it, and I'm very excited to learn about it.
Okay. It looks like it's a musical coming up. And then we have, like, in next November, November, you have The Importance of Being Earnest.
And I am so excited because it's lots of big hats.
It's a very interesting costume show, a real costume show.
Yes, and that's my forte. I really, really, that's my passion.
Okay. So how did you get hooked into directing here?
Well, you know, it's really funny. Years ago, I was a costume shop manager at the Theater at the Center in Munster.
Okay. And you know, I worked there also.
Oh, did you? Yeah. Okay.
I was there from 92 to 98 until the school system hired me for a lot more money.
Okay. Well, we did a little show called Over the River and Through the Woods over there.
Okay.
And it was, I never saw it, but I was backstage with the actors for 3 months during the run. And I mean, I listened to that show, and it was just the most fantastic show. It was just absolutely incredible. And I saw a little ad, it was in the paper somewhere, and they said 4th Street Theater was looking for directors. And so I applied, and I said, I would love to direct Over the River and Through the Woods.
Excellent.
And they had me do it, and it was probably one of our, it was a fantastic show. It was great.
I see you're having, and you're not really directly involved, it's the 7th annual 10-Minute Play Festival, and I know
that's Linda. She's back there. She does that, and it's marvelous.
Well, we will have a moment here to talk to Linda, so thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right.
Hi, my name is Linda Pauly. I'm part of 4th Street Theater, and I'm here to talk about the 10-Minute Play Festival.
And you have already selected all the plays for this season, but tell us a little bit about, this is your 7th annual version.
7th annual version. We have gone through, started with 6 plays in the original year. A couple of years we had in the hundreds of plays that were submitted, which became unwieldy for us, so we stopped accepting submissions when we hit 100. So we have our 100 plays. I have 9 readers, and they will be reading the plays and culling them down, and then we'll make our final selection, and we'll select 8 plays.
And are these more like stage readings, or are you actually a fully staged production?
Oh, they fully stage them. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fun, but they're only 10 minutes, so you know, and we expect them not to be skits. We want them to be, you know, a beginning, a middle, and end, some development in there.
And what kind of, you want a mix of comedy and drama?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Last year, for the first time, we had our demographic for our plays where the characters were older than usual. Usually we have things that are for young people and younger cast members, but last year we had quite a few of them that were selected that were for our older actors, and they were thrilled.
Do you have any musical numbers in this, or is that just too complicated for this?
Yeah, we don't do any musical numbers in this. It's all 10-minute plays, which we get from all over the country and overseas.
And the selection process, who's part of that?
Well, they send in the plays, and then I have my 9 readers, and they will call it down, and then they rate them, and then we select them from wherever they get the highest scores and what people think. So I have 9 readers this year, so I have a tiebreaker.
And how long have you been doing
it? 7 years. I'm the producer.
You're the producer. It's good to be a producer.
It is good to be a producer, yes. So I'm the one who brought it here to get it started. So.
How long have you been associated with 4th Street Theater?
Oh, since my first show here was Man of La Mancha.
And you did what on that?
I was music director.
Oh, okay. So you're a musical.
I am.
What do you play piano?
Well, I was the high school choral director at Chesterton for 26 years.
Oh, okay, so that's where I've heard your name. Excellent. Yes. So I was a theater director at Munster for 18 years and at Highland for 13 years.
And there you go, see?
And I did two musicals a year plus two straight plays.
Oh, bless your heart.
And then my wife directed the two middle school shows. And I had 70 events in the theater. But my full-time job was the auditorium director.
Yeah, well, I was the auditorium director. I had two competitive show choirs. I had, you know, two concert choirs, taught a piano class, and, you know, did the musical every year, and it was a lot.
Very good. Well, thank you for coming, being on Art on the Air.
Thank you. Thank you so much. How fun.
And I'm here with Grant Fitch, who's no stranger to Art on the Air. He's been with us before, talking about his things that he does with his one-man shows. But here he is in the production of Art. So what's your character in Art?
Yes, I thought I would share the stage with somebody else this time, just to be different. Three-man play, as you know. I don't know if you know much about the story.
A little bit.
There's a man who buys a painting. There's a friend of his who doesn't understand why he bought the painting. And then there's me. I'm the middleman. I'm the moderator, just like in real life, actually, trying to get people to get along with each other. I don't understand either of them exactly, and I try to agree with them both individually. But then when the three of us get in the same room, and the two of them are at each other's throats, they both want me to agree with them.
Right. Being you're doing a lot
it's
of one-man...
tricky to do.
Yeah, and doing one-man shows, doing something with other characters is kind of nice to bounce things off of.
It is. And it's actually kind of fun that there's actually one point in the show where I'm telling a story and I'm acting it out and doing voices. So it's a little bit of my storytelling
thing. Yeah.
My usual thing. But yeah, the laughs between the three characters and the arguing between the three characters, it's really nice. There's a really nice interplay between the three of us. We are... old friends playing old friends, and so it works out really well. I think there's really good energy, and we've really been enjoying the rehearsal process. There's a lot of laughs in this show, but there's some drama as well, because it really digs deep, I think, into the idea of friendship, specifically male friendship, and what it is and what's going on behind the scenes, if you will.
And I think the big joke in the show is, of course, what the painting is, which is?
The painting is a huge 4-foot by 5-foot canvas, which is white. Just white. And if you kind of screw up your eyes a little bit, you can see there might be some lines in it or some slightly shading, but it's basically just a big canvas of white, which is why it's ridiculous that somebody spent more than $200,000 for it. Of course that's ridiculous, but it's a very famous painter who's going places. And, yeah.
Especially on $200,000.
Well, so it's kind of, it really is kind of what is, and you and I both know about art galleries and things, what is art?
Right.
And what makes art special or unique or valuable? And all of that gets discussed as well.
Very good. And how long have you been in rehearsal?
We have been in rehearsal since January. We did a few rehearsals in January and really did a lot of rehearsals in February. So 4 to 5 weeks with a few scattered rehearsals before that. We actually got cast back in December, so we get the scripts in our hands, because there's a lot of words if you are 1/3 of a show.
Sure. Well, I remember when we had you on the show, you were that's when Art in the Air was going to be coming. You talked about that, so with the show Art. So anything else coming up in your future?
These days I do one show a year, since I have a house full of teenagers that I have to be there to help with. So it'll be a little while before I do. I have some storytelling things,
right?
And you know, some of those will be coming up, but this is probably the only time I'm on stage with other people for a little while.
Right? Teenagers are hard. I know that.
Yeah,
so
it's tricky.
Yeah, there you go. Well, that was Grant Fitch telling us about Art, which is coming up and opening on March 13th. And thank you for being on Art on the Air.